This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thanks for being with us today. Most people are conditioned by their material existence to accept that deceptive practices are pretty much the norm, when in actuality, that's just the norm for this material world. And it's not really a spiritual conception of life. It does not lead to spirituality. The material world is such that the bad qualities get spread around, or the good qualities get spread around. And it's kind of a matter of what is predominating. In the Bhagavad Gita, it states that there are three divisions, three modes of material nature, and that one can predominate over the other. This means that at sometimes the truthfulness and the mode of goodness and compassion dominates, and sometimes the mode of passion, self-interest, and rampant desires predominates, and sometimes ignorance is destructive and deceptive and non-productive. So it's up to us as individuals to contribute to the social consciousness in a positive way, such that the general tone or the general mode of material nature is advanced. Now, currently, most people are in the modes of passion and ignorance. They're very selfish, they're full of many unlimited desires, or they're very ignorant and destructive by their methodologies, irresponsible and disrespectful. So this is happening because of bad social interaction, bad social influences, bad standards, morals, principles, and ethics that have gradually degraded with the introduction of intoxication, with the introduction of unrestricted illicit sex, with the introduction of animal slaughter and meat eating and a violent way of life, with the destructive militaries that have grown worldwide that are now attacking one another and calling it preemptive strike. All of these things are degrading the standards, the morals, the principles, the values, and ethics of the human species. And the result is that many people are being murdered in their homes. The children are being miseducated in their schools. The interaction between husband and wife is deteriorated to an agreement of sexual relation and cooperation for maybe the children. So we have all sorts of social byproduct downfalls due to the root causes. And the root causes is that consciousness is being misguided by the environment we're living in. We always think of the environment as being, well, having to do with the plants and the weather, having to do with the ecological issues. But the environment is actually the social environment, the interaction and interactivity. Television has taken away the interactive skills of most of the humans. Everyone is comatose most of the evenings. There's not a lot of people on the streets, and there's not a lot of people home sleeping. They're looking at screens, whether it's the screen they carry in their hand now, or the screen that is on their computer, or the screen that is on their television. In all instances, they're getting flicker rate, they're getting subliminals, and they're getting unproductive concepts of how a human should be contributing to the social structure. So the Vedic literature teaches that these things have to be given up. If you actually want to make progress in spiritual life, you have to give up these things, because you can't be in two places at once. You cannot be elevating yourself to a higher, truthful, compassionate life and simultaneously absorbing all this nonsense coming in from the television set and these other screen methodologies. It isn't possible, because we living entities are influenced by our social interaction and environment. The Vedic literature says 80% of your advancement is determined by your association. Well, you don't have good association. You have mechanical association. You're taking in information and association from the television set. And if you stop and you take a look at the television set in 1960 or 70, and you look at the television set in 2010 or 15, there's no difference. They've not advanced human consciousness or human perspective. They've not advanced the betterment of human society. They're still trying to sell you the same products: cars, drugs, clothes, etc. Nothing's changed. All the presentation has changed. You can't find any commercial advertising products on the television set that isn't full of illusion now. Cars turning into animals. Many. You can't find one where they don't use special effects to present something to your mind that is actually not really possible. They're every commercial. Look at them all. Any one of them you want. They're all using some expression of special effects to depict an activity that's impossible to perform in the physical. What is that about? That means it's illusory. The entire advertising methodology is an illusion. It's just enticing your mind. And similarly, the flicker rate, the subliminal messages, the stuff hanging on the wall in the back of the picture you don't really know, the stuff running along underneath and that you can't notice, a host of things, silent sound impregnation to the cranium. If you stop and investigate this at all, you'll find that you're being programmed. Not programmed like what's on next, mommy. Oh, no. Programmed. Your brainwave patterns are being programmed. So we see the result in society. Bad education, no respect from the youth to the elders. Marriages, the family unit, dearly destroyed. People eating their meals in front of the television. They don't sit around the table and converse. They don't even like to interact. They'll yell at each other, "Shut up, I'm trying to listen to the TV." This is a symptom of the illusory concepts that has infected the consciousness of most of the humans on the planet. There are programs being broadcast worldwide, and the people don't know that. They think, oh, this is just in my little town, this little commercial, this little impetus to try or do or vote or whatever it might be. It's just happening here. No. This is a global one-stop shop. All the beings on the planet are being programmed with this methodology to keep them thinking the way the leaders of society want them to think. We've seen, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen for the first time in decades, the global family is rejecting the lies about going to war, the benefits of going to war. The global family is now rejecting it. No, we shouldn't strike other countries. No, we shouldn't allow one country to bully another. No, we shouldn't allow false evidence to be used in propagating war, just like you can't use false evidence in court. It's the first time in many decades that humanity has stood up. It's a fantastic thing. 99% of the time, nobody says anything about anything. They bitch and moan at the water cooler, but they don't do anything in their lives. They just go back to sitting and watching the next show. So this is all deception that's imposed upon the human species on a global scale. This will not lead to spiritual realization. This will not lead to the upliftment of society and the improvement of morals, principles, standards, ethics, education, any of that. It's a degraded methodology that leaves people in the dark and unable to make decisions for themselves. They come to the point they expect the media to interpret the news to them. And they expect the media to advise them what is the right perspective to take. How tragic. Because it's been proven 1,000 times that the media is cooking the books. They're cooking the stories. Just last week, there was two articles I saw where a major news agency in the world, one of the biggest in the world, was caught using actors to fake the interviews and evidence about going to war. It was actually exposed. This person was an actor in what they were saying. They weren't who they said they were. And they were saying what the government or the news media or the political parties wanted them to say, such that the people would think, oh, this is an authority. Oh, we should do this. So they're cooking the books. We have a small country. It's just about global now, but we have a small country where all of the media is one company. Well, how do you get different perspectives to make an informed decision? You're only going to get one perspective, the one they want you to have. But how do you know the one they want you to have is the one that is true or the one that is beneficial to you and your interests? If you stop and look, it's exactly the opposite. They are not taking care of you. They are controlling you. Go back to sleep, Bob. We'll control your food, your water, your money, your energy. We'll control all of the things that you require to survive. So this is a tragic state that the human society has gotten themselves into because they're not pursuing any higher goals. They're simply acting like they're being trained, and that's not beneficial. The Vedic literature teaches that this material perspective of life must be given up. Renunciation is the term. You must renounce this material conception of life, and you must develop clearly, maturely, a spiritual conception of life. The spiritual conception is having to do with your eternal nature, having to do with your actual position in relationship to all other living entities, in relationship to the material manifestation, in relationship to time, in relationship to the demigods, in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is almost undiscussed, uninformed, uneducated subjects. Just take, for example, time. Very low-level subject, but we'll start there. Time. You're not looking at the fact that time goes by and you can't recover any and you will be forced to get old and die. You're simply trying to have a good time and get what you want and ignoring the fact that time is marching and will not go back and cannot be stopped. So you need to understand what is the duration of life and what is the purpose of the duration of life. And how is the duration of life determined for you or me or any other individual? So there's a multitude of subjects in each of these categories I've mentioned that are totally unexplored in the modern Western society. They're being ignored because you need to get busy and go shopping. You need to buy one of these products we're going to show you in the next 15 commercials in a row. You've got to sit through at least 10 minutes of a half an hour programs of commercials. 20 minutes of show, 10 minutes of commercials. My goodness, that's a 30% impact of commercials versus a 60% impact of content. And the content itself is degraded. So we've got a major issue here, that we're living in a world where we're being deceived. We're being deceived about the facts on our actual predicament, and we're being deceived about the goal of life. The goal of life is nothing to do with shopping. It has nothing to do with making a plan here in the material world. The goal of life must be something higher than that. Anybody can realize that making an achievement here in the material world isn't very fantastic. No matter what impact you make, somebody's already made that impact in the past. There were better times and worse times, and there'll be better times and worse times. So what is it? What's the benefit of struggling and striving to get a White House or the picket fence, or to become the first guy to swim across here, or the first guy to Guinness Book of Records this stupid subject or that stupid subject? The whole material situation is a temporary place full of miseries and nonsense. And yet we're trying to be guided. We are being guided to try to find some satisfaction in the temporary spurts of happiness and enjoyment that are allotted to us. This is deception. It's illusion. And we're being pressured to care about voting. Voting is such a farce. The people, the elite people that are running the world, they don't want to give up control. So they'll give you a method of voting where you think you have control, but they'll put up the people that they want up. So it doesn't matter if the right-hand guy or the left-hand guy wins, they're still one of the people they want in. And your voting won't mean a toodles difference because they're all set an agenda. And the agenda is to keep you quiet shopping, and them controlling the resources, the assets, and enjoying the situation instead of you. So this is a serious situation that is totally under your nose, and yet you can't see it. You're still thinking, oh, I'm going home to watch that my favorite show tonight. I'm going to get 20 more channels because I've been going through the last 8 and there's nothing on. So give me 20 more. And I'm sure you've all heard the song, 57 channels and nothing on. And that's what'll happen, because what you're looking for is not in the television education information system. The television system is not meant to educate you, to make you a conscious and a developed person, more informed. It's not intended for that. It's intended to keep you separate from your neighbors and everyone you know and stop you from communicating about what really matters to you and about how to find true happiness, true knowledge and understanding. That's what it's meant to do. Keep you stupid so that you're easier to control. And if you don't think you're controlled, just take a look at the money situation. You have no control over the money situation, but every day they put you in debt. You go work your job and you make all this money to eat and pay the bills. But on the national level, they're borrowing billions of dollars and you have to pay it back. So you're not in control of money. You're not getting ahead. There's no possibility of you getting ahead. This is the situation. And that's true of all of the illusion and deception that's being imposed upon the human civilization right now. They're trying to push the delusional aspects so far that they're trying to make you think that going to war and causing nuclear disaster and killing millions of people is a good thing. That's how crazy the leaders of the planets have become. That's how crazy the bankers and the governments of the planet are. It's stated in the Bhagavad Gita, these are demonic mentality people who are simply determined to destroy the planet. It's stated 5,000 years ago, Bhagavad Gita was spoken, and this very statement was made right then. And it's still true. This is the value of the Vedic literature. It's not stories. It's not made up of speculations. It's not someone's opinion. It is totally the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, delivered to you as it is. Because what other condition is it value? If the Lord is speaking, it's for your benefit, so you deserve to hear it purely. You don't need to have somebody tell you what he said. You think that God is so limited that he can only talk to 3 or 4 guys? You think that he's so limited that he won't allow you or anybody else to hear? Do you think you can't have such a personal relationship with the Lord that you got to have somebody interpret it for you? Absolutely not. The Lord is fully cognizant of what you need, and he's fully capable to speak it in your language clearly in such a way that you understand what you need to understand, the answer to your questions. You deserve that. The Lord knows that and has the capacity to deliver. Yet everybody's trying to put themselves between you and God. Oh, listen to me. I'm the one who knows. I'm the one who hears. I'll tell you what he says. You can't hear him. It's the absolute nonsense. The Lord is in the heart of every living entity as in his expansion as the Paramatma, the super soul. And he's accompanying every living entity with his partial expansion. And he's fully cognizant of everyone's point of view, everyone's needs, everyone's desires, everyone's mentality. So there's no difficulty. You have to be willing to listen. And you have to seek out advice and develop yourselves. But you're watching television and thinking about sales and shopping. So this is the misconceptions that are being propagated, the deceptions that are being propagated upon the human civilization, separating us from God in an artificial way, separating us from the truth in a direct, deceptive way, separating us from what is our true goal of life and self-interest with substituting something artificial. So all of these things, all of these misconceptions rob you of your lifespan because it takes time for you to figure out, well, what's really going on? This is what they're telling me is going on, and I don't believe it anymore. But what is really going on? So you need alternative news, alternative media, alternative education, alternative point of view. You need a spiritual conception of life because everything that we're talking about is basically a material projection of someone's deception. So you must turn to spiritual life, the Vedic knowledge. It's stated as it is. The Vedic knowledge is presented as it is. That is the duty and responsibility and goal of everyone involved with the Vedic knowledge. is to reproduce it, translate it, transcribe it, transmit it as it is. Unadulterated, unaltered. Purely, because purely is how it was meant by the Lord. The Lord is the total, all pure person. His attitude and his objective is to help you. But your free will is not violated. So you have to have real knowledge to make real decisions, to actually understand the real position you're in. When this is given to you, you will advance. You will change your life. You will see in proper perspective. So that is what the Vedic literature is all about. It is about bringing the soul's interests to the front, not the mind or the intelligence or the body or the neighbor. Yourself, your true spiritual being, yourself's interest. What is best for you? It's bringing that to light, bringing that information. So Vedic knowledge is the answer to your questions. Because the questions are relatively the same. What do you want? You want happiness. You want love. You want resources. You want peace. So it's not something totally complex that the Lord can't understand or even you can't understand. These are natural inclinations of the living entity as he becomes awakened. Out of his material conceptions, out of his animalistic conceptions, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that's it, animalism. But as he comes out of that, he wants to have knowledge. He wants to raise himself to these higher platforms. These answers are all in the Vedic literature. That is the basics. If you don't get those answers, what does it matter what other details you know? Because you can't put them in proper perspective. So the Vedic knowledge is putting the basic information you require into an available package as it is, so there's no misinterpretation. And then it fills in all of the details about all the aspects and the higher levels of spiritual understanding, the higher aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's desires for you, capabilities, understandings, his entire pastimes, his associates, his paraphernalia, his home, his address, everything. There's no speculation, some old man in the clouds. How ridiculous could it be? Sitting, living nowhere in a cloud? On God? Old? Huh? You don't want to be old. Why would you think God would want to be old? Why not be full of youth and vitality forever? This is just a simple question, simple point of view that's being overlooked by everyone because they're being deceived. The Vedic literature's intent is to solve this deception problem and give you reality. Because everything around you is getting more and more deceptive. Everyone you talk to, covering their own butt, covering their own interests. Everything you see in the advertising, billboards, all deception. Everything you see on your screen, your television, your computer, your phone, all of it is dangerous to the development of your consciousness. And I'm not saying that because I don't like something that's on it. It's a scientific fact. These things alter your brain. These things miseducate you. These things confuse you between right and wrong, between good and bad. They confuse your interests. So it's a significant time in history and in your life that now we must try to take the advantage of this spiritual knowledge while we can compare it to the insane levels of deception that are being propagated by the machine, the matrix, the system. It's pretty much everywhere. It's all repeating the same thing to almost all of the population of the planet to justify destroying everything. War, disease, killing, miseducating, maiming, bombing, absolutely unbelievably wrong. And everyone knows it in their heart. They've got every type of justification for what they can dream up. And none of it is right. It's easy. None of it is right. We're not meant for what they're trying to groom us for. We're meant to become self-realized and God-realized and develop love of God, to develop our compassion and commitment to the truth. We're meant to be realized of knowledge, peacefulness, happiness. You can't find it in this environment. And they're trying to trick you, say, oh, it's at the next program. Tune in tomorrow night. You'll see happiness. Complete nonsense. So drop the nonsense. Live through the withdrawal symptoms and get yourself Vedic wisdom, Vedic knowledge. Buy Bhagavad Gita as it is. You can find it in many. Check it out of the library. Whatever you have to do, you can buy it here in town. You can buy it on the internet. You can buy it on our Free FM website. You can find this information if you simply endeavor. So we encourage you, raise yourself to your true standards. You're not born to shop. You're not meant to be a consumer. You're an eternal living entity, part and parcel of God, meant to be eternally happy in the association of self-realized souls rendering devotional service, selfless service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally. That's who you really are. That's what's really going on. Drop the illusion. Be awakened. Come back to your true senses. Be eternally happy.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.